感谢主，大家知道主日学一开始怎么来的吗？
Do you know what's the origin of the Sunday school? How it became Sunday school?
那主日学最早呢，就是说这个西方的教会啊，那个好多年前呢，大家都不识字。
So years back, like a lot of people are illiterate.
那他们聚在一起的时候，孩子呢没事做。
So when they gather together, the children have nothing to do.
他们就说来让我们的孩子识字吧。
And they say, oh, why don't you teach our kids
to read?
To read.
所以最早的主日学就是识字帮、扫盲帮。
So initially, Sunday school is for the kids to learn how to read.
那所以呢，知道就是主日学的一个来源。
So that's how, the origin of the Sunday school.
所以我们的主日学呢，只要就是我们的孩子们，跟成人在一起，常常的有这个爱在里面，我们做什么呢，都是会，种在他们的心里。
So as long as we have love when we with our kids, so we will sow the seeds of love in them.
所以我们祝福主日学的老师，他们有很多创意。
So we pray for our Sunday school teachers so that they will be creative.
只要他们有我们祷告有爱在里面，他们做的任何事情都会影响到孩子。
So as we pray that they have the love in them, so that anything that they do will have an impact.
好，今天我们继续要讲讲这个上次我们讲的一个主题，就是我们这个我们是一个祭司的国度。
Once again, we'll continue on the last topic that we have the identity as a priest.
这祭司的概念非常非常的重要。
So the concept of being a priest is important.
当这个弥赛亚就是我们的基督来的时候呢，他身上带着这个三重的职奉。
So when Messiah, our Christ, came, he came with three different positions.
那就叫做这个第一个呢，他就是一个君王。来的时候是君王。
First of all, he is a king.
那他来的时候是。是这个是神的国度就来了，他是王。
So when he came, the kingdom of God is has arrived, and he is the king.
第二个呢，他是先知。
Second of all, he is a prophet.
先知摩西呢就预言说，将来神要兴起一位先知像他。
So Moses prophesies that later God is going to arise a prophet just like him.
那另外第三重职奉呢，就是这个祭司。
So the third is being a priest.
在诗篇里面，神借着大卫预言呢，将来神要兴起这个莫基希德等次的祭司。
So in the in Psalms, David prophesies that God is going to arise a priest like a in accordance of Melchizedek. Melchizedek.
哎呀 ，Melchizedek. 就说，所以呢。这犹太人不管那个时代的人等候弥赛亚的来临呢，就是说这个人他应该是带着这三重之风。
So when people waiting for the Messiah to come, this person should come with these three different qualities.
当然首先呢，他们期望的特别在耶稣的时代呢，他们犹太人呢期望这是一个君王要来解放我们，在罗马人的统治之下解放出来。
So during Jesus' time, they were hoping, especially for the king, so that they can be liberated from the Rome.
因为这个弥赛亚必须是大卫的子孙，也像大卫一样要坐在他的宝座上。
And being a Messiah, you have to be a descendant from David's line, and you have to be rule like a David.
大家一提到大卫呢，当犹太人、以色列人一提到大卫的话，大卫有一个特点就是。他无论往哪里去，耶和华都让他得胜。
So when you look at David, he has this quality. So wherever he goes, the victory will always follow him.
在大卫治理以色列国的时候呢，四境平安。
So when David reigned, the whole land was in peace.
所有的仇敌都降服。
And all their enemies have surrendered to them.
所以耶稣来的时候，那个时代的人呢，他们在等候弥赛亚，希望弥赛亚也是像大卫一样。
So like when Jesus' time came, they all waiting for a king just like David.
所以希望这位，这个弥赛亚呢，就像大卫一样，骑着，这个是马，带着军队，对吧？来了以后，解放这个以色列人，从罗马的统治之下解放。
So they were hoping for this king riding on a horse to liberate them from the control of Rome.
但是耶稣来呢，跟他们所显现的不大一样。
However, when Jesus came, he is quite different from what they were imagined.
甚至他们不认得他，就把他钉死。
So to the point that they don't recognize him and put him on a cross.
但是呢，钉死的这位正好就是他们期待的弥赛亚。
However, the one who is being nailed on the cross is the one that they were hoping for.
刚才我们讲了弥赛亚呢有三重的职奉，但是最重要的一个职奉呢，或者说是第一个要紧的职奉，就是祭司的职奉。
So previously we mentioned that he has to have these three qualities. Actually, the most important thing is he has to be a priest first.
因为祭司的职奉，我们上次讲了，他是把神和人的这个手呢要拉起来，这个门要打开。
So as I mentioned last time, so being a priest is to open doors from heaven to earth and also do this connection.
那我们好多人在学这个圣经的时候，或者学神学的时候呢，就觉得旧约好像在讲律法，好像以色列人是要遵守律法。
So if you study the Bible, it seems that in the Old Testament it's always talking about the laws and regulations. It seems that we always have to do things according to the law.
那就是新约呢是恩典时代。
And then the New Testament we represent the time of grace.
那我要问大家一个问题：那旧约如果是律法时代的话，为什么要献祭呢？像那么多祭干什么？
So let me ask you this question: If the Old Testament was for the laws, how come we still have to give sacrifices to the burning sacrifices?
因为神知道这些人都守不了律法。
Because law
不是说旧约的人就可以守律法，或者是神就要旧约的人，他认为他们能守律法。
So it is because the Old Testament people in the Old Testament, God knows they cannot do it.
所以有不同的，就好多好多的献祭。
That's why there are different kinds of sacrifices to be made to the Lord.
在旧约里面、新约里面都说世界上没有一个是义人。
So in the Old Testament and New Testament both said none is righteous.
没有一个是义人，全是罪人，那怎么办？必须要献祭。
So none is righteous. Everyone is a sinner. So that's why we need to give our sacrifices.
那只有通过献祭才能把人和神的关系才能够不断的来恢复。
Only through sacrifice we can reconnect us mankind with God.
所以弥赛亚的职奉，祭司的职奉是第一个职奉。
So that's why being a Messiah, the first position that he has is being a priest.
所以这个祭司来呢，就是他这个耶稣来的时候，他把这个都要活在地上活出来，做榜样也活出来。
So when Jesus came, he has to live all of these things out.
所以我们今天的基督徒呢，我们就是基督的跟随者。
So today as a Christian, we are follower of God.
最早这个基督徒这个名字起的意思呢，就是小基督，你们大家都是小基督。
So initially the word Christian means junior Christian, good junior Christ.
那就是或者叫做基督的门徒。
Or you can say disciple of Christ.
所以什么叫门徒呢？就是说铁匠的门徒就打铁，对吧？木匠的门徒就坐椅子。
So what is a disciple? So if you're a disciple of iron worker, then you are
blacksmith.
Then you do iron stuff. So if you're a follower of carpenters, then you do carpentry.
耶稣的门徒做什么？做耶稣做的事情。
So what does a disciple of Christ do? So,
所以我们教会常常不断的也要反省，我们有没有在做耶稣做的事情。
So we need to always, you know, reflect, are we doing the things that Christ did?
这是非常重要的。
So that is crucial.
如果我们不做耶稣做的事情，耶稣下一次来的时候，我们再次把他钉在十字架上。我们不认得他。
If we do not do what Christ did, it's like we are putting him on a cross again.
怎么他做的事情跟我们期望的不一样呢？
How come the things that he did is different from our anticipation?
怎么他的教会跟我的教会不一样呢？
How come his church is different from our church, my church?
你发现耶稣的教会没有我们的教会热闹。
You will realize that you know the Church of Christ of Jesus might not be as you know.
昨天我们去庆祝一个老牧师100岁的生日，他的教会很大，是很热闹的。
Yesterday I went to this pastor's church. They were celebrating his 100 years birthday. It's a big church and it's full of people.
所以比起他们的教会，我们教会很冷清，也不热闹。
Compared to his church, our church seems pretty quiet.
比起我们的教会来呢，耶稣当时的教会就太不热闹了。
Compare our church, Jesus' church was even, you know, less.
当时在地上的教会
was even, you know, less quiet.
十二个门徒
only 12 disciples.
四个渔夫
four of them are fishermen.
打字不是两个。
And they don't know any. They don't know how to read.
再加上一个革命分子叫奋锐党的革命分子，当时的一个。
And then also fairy dance 是什么？
Zealots,
Zealots, yes.
再加上几个，就是像马太这个税吏。
And also the tax collector, Matthew.
还有几个妇女说嘛，抹大拉的玛利亚身上出来七个鬼，就跟着他跟前跟后。
And also Mary, who cast out like seven demons from her body.
还有搞了一个犹大，还要出卖他。
And then also the betrayer Judah.
所以我觉得耶稣当时的教会很不热闹，
也
或者说很热闹，这些人很复杂。但是呢，走在地上就光个穿个草鞋，走来走去，走来走去。
So I think the church back then was very quiet, and they probably just walking with like sandals, like made of made from grass.
讲道的时候也没麦克风。
So when they preach, there's no mic.
当然，根本有 YouTube。
Yes, they have no YouTube。
也没有这样的桌子。
They don't have tables and chairs。
讲到的就是渔船上讲啊，啊，草地里面讲啊。
So he preached on a fishing boat. He preached on the grassland。
啊，他带领那些门徒呢，也不怎么样。
So the disciple that he led was nothing, like was not like important。
耶稣基督都快要上十字架了，他们吃饭的时候就争论谁讲的是最大的。
Before Jesus Christ was crucified, what the disciple did was to, you know, argue who has been the greatest.
所以我好多时候就是主啊，感谢你。我说我们教会现在没有谁争是谁是最大的。我有时候我觉得我比耶稣基督还强。开玩笑，我说哈利路亚。
So I say, oh, praise the Lord that at least our church has, you know, we don't fight for to be the greatest.
那些他都快要上十字架了，他那些门徒就我将来要坐在这个主的主啊，你将来来的时候我要坐在那右边，我要坐在我弟弟坐在左边。
So remember that when Jesus before Jesus Christ was crucified, and they were arguing, oh, let me sit on your right hand side, let my brother sit at your left hand side.
完了，这个耶稣基督没有生气，但是彼得生气了。凭什么你坐在左边右边？
Even before Jesus Christ was, you know, getting arrested, and Peter was very angry at that. How come you are sitting at his right hand and left hand? Why not me?
那所以呢，我们要知道耶稣在做什么。
So we need to know what is Jesus doing.
真正的教会是怎么样是合神心意的教会。
What kind of church is a church that after God's heart?
就是我们要做耶稣要做的事情。
That is, we need to do what Jesus did.
第一个事情就是祭司的职分。
First of all, is being a priest.
那我们先翻开路加福音十五章。
So let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
第一节、第二节。
First one and two.
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。
Now the tax collectors and the sinners were all gathered around to hear him.
法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them."
我要问大家一个问题，先解释一下这个税吏和罪人啊，这些法利赛人和文士一些概念，给大家解释。
So I want to explain to you about being a tax collectors and then.Also Pharisees and the teachers.
税吏呢就是税务局的局长。
So tax collectors is the.
税务局的小光。
It's the people who work for the tax department.
那个时候的税吏呢是他们的这个以色列人非常的痛恨。
So at that time, you know, the Jewish hates tax collectors.
其中有两个原因。
So for two reasons.
一个原因呢，收税的人啊，他就要多收，装到自己腰包里面去。
One of the reasons being that, you know, the tax collectors will collect more than what they are required.
You can't say anything.
Because because they want to put extra money on his pocket.
我想大家都有点印象，做过生意的人可能有印象。
So you probably know if you do business.
我在上大学的时候，那时候，有一个对税务局的这样一个印象很深。
So when I was in a university, I had a very vivid impressions on one of the tax collectors.
我们上大学呢，学生有时候一到夜市上去啊，不睡觉就吃羊肉串。我们在兰州，那羊肉串香得不得了。一毛钱一串，吃个十来八串。
So when I was a university student, I like to go to eat the kebabs on the street.
结果坐在那边呢，这个回民啊，烤的羊肉串很好。完了以后，税务局的人来了，来了以后他就把最好的烤了，拿着给他藏在那边，最好的拿出来，而且啤酒给他拿出来。
So I remember when the tax collectors.Came, so the Muslim owners, the one who makes the kebabs, they will give them the best of the meat, and then also they provide them with beers.
啊，完了以后说，哎呀，像朋友一样，哥俩，哎呀，好的不得了，吃完了走了。
So they treated them as if they are best friends, and they gave them all the best.
那走了以后，我们就问他说，你真行啊，你不税务局的人都是你的朋友。
And then we asked him, oh wow, you're doing well. Even the tax collectors are your friends.
他说他妈的什么狗杂种朋友，翻译不出来，bastards，
yeah， bunch of bastards。
他说什么好朋友啊？我不给他吃，不给他喝，他找我麻烦呢。
They are not even my friends. If I don't give them the food and the drink, they going to give me trouble.
我还记得很清楚。
So I remember that very clearly.
所以那个卖羊肉串的人，我这个脸。两个脸，一个脸说：“哎呀，这毕恭毕敬啊，这喜笑颜开啊。”结果一走了以后就骂人。
So that business owner, like it seems that he has, you know, two different faces. You know, like on the one hand he treat them well, and then when they left, they don't get, you know, he start getting really mad at them.
我不知道是这个税务局的人的错，还是那个卖羊肉串的人的错。
So I don't know whose fault it is. Is it the fault from the tax collectors or the fault from that?
Anyway, 就是这个收税的人，好多人不喜欢。
So to basically, I what I'm saying is that, you know, people do not like tax collectors.
啊，即使他收的税不多，你也不喜欢。
even if they don't collect, you know, that much, you still don't like them.
我们报税的时候啊，总想避点税。
So when we do our taxes, we always want to avoid.
我们老觉得政府收的税比较多。
We always think the government can collect more than enough.
那还有一个呢，就是说这个税率为什么不招人喜欢呢？当时的税率。
And then the second reason being why they are not being liked, at that time by the Jewish.
因为他们是罗马帝国的殖民地。
Because they were under the Roman Empire.
这些税率呢，它是收税就给罗马政府收税。
So when they collect the taxes, it's for the Roman government.
就像日本人占领中国的时候呢，那些狗腿子，我们说那些。
Well, just like when Japan invaded China, and then we call those people who helped the Japanese as if they are, you know, like the betrayers.
就是汉奸，汉奸。
So the word 汉奸 means they are betrayers.
把他们叫做夷坚，以色列人叫夷坚。我们是汉族人叫汉奸。
Yeah, so they are the Jewish betrayers.
所以他们恨透了他们。
So they hated them.
所以这个呢，一看到税率的话呢，就是大罪人。
So when they see tax collectors, they think of them as the biggest sinners of all.
那这里又讲税吏和罪人，还有另外一些罪人。
And here it says tax collectors and sinners.
那一般提到另外的罪人呢，他们首先想到的是妓女。
So usually when they say sinners, the first impression would be prostitutes.
那些犯罪的人，就他们认为是犯了重罪的人。
And those people who have committed like big crime, sin.
那我要问这个文士和法利赛人，文士呢，就是像我这样的，专门来教导圣经的，叫做文士。
So teachers is just like me who teaches about the Bible.
法利赛人是什么呢？就是当时有一个他们，犹太教里面一个门派呢，特别严谨，对律法啊、行为啊这些都非常严谨，按照圣经上的，按照他们这些总结去做的。 是非常严谨，包括安息日不能做这个，不能你做了你就犯罪。
So Pharisees are pretty extreme. Like you have to, they have to do everything according to the law. For example, on Sunday, on the day of rest, you cannot do this, you cannot do that.
那就是我想问大家一个问题，就是这个耶稣来到地上，为什么这些税吏和罪人就要靠近他，要听他讲道呢？
So let me ask you this question. How come when Jesus came, all the sinners and the tax collectors wanted to be with him and wanted to hear from him?
你来想想一个场景。
Imagine this.
来想想一个场景。如果你走在那里，税吏要不要跟你？耶稣他不是一个有钱人，税吏跟他做什么，对不对
？So if you're walking, do you think tax collector will follow you?
那些罪人要偷的、要钱的或者妓女，跟他也没用。
So,
耶稣也没什么东西他可以偷的钱的，对。
So what about the sinners? Jesus is not rich. He has nothing to offer.
那这里说的很清楚，就是他要听他讲道，听他讲话。
Here says clearly that they get around to hear Jesus.
啊，原文里面呢没有讲道两个，就是要听他讲什么都行，你就听你讲。
So in the original text, it didn't say to get him talking about sermons, but just hear anything from him.
我要问大家一个问题，大家想想，为什么耶稣走在那里，这些罪人就老想跟着他听他讲呢？
So let me ask you,
他们怎么不跑掉？我觉得如果是他们认得耶稣是先知的话，就都跑掉了。如果认得他是一个上帝派来的，我觉得他们都会跑掉的。
So why did all the sinners and tax collectors follow him? So if he came as if he is the messenger of God, I assume that they will run away from him.
大家参与一下。
So you can participate. Why do you think that those sinners and tax collectors?
那究竟耶稣吸引他们的是什么呢
？So what is the thing that you know attracted them to Jesus?
是不是他
说的话跟别人不一样？
不一样就听一下，对。
So maybe
不能断。
Maybe he does not judge, and then the things that he talks about is different from other people.
对 有道理，因为有另外一个地方讲到他讲话呢不像别人讲的很有权柄。
So one of the texts says he speaks, when he speaks he does not speak like others, he speaks with authority.
所以我常常讲到呢，希望讲的不像别人讲的就会有权柄。
你就是
开玩笑，
就王帝，不就王帝。So I'm hoping that my preach will be different from others. When I speak, I come with authority.
开玩笑，开玩笑。那就是大家再想想，就是究竟什么吸引这些？
他们觉得不被论断。
啊，就是说 ，they feel not judged.
Yeah, they feel not judged.、
好，还有什么？
他还能行神迹奇事。
哦，对。He can perform miracles.
So we need to perform miracles.
Yes, we need to have miracles.
That's true.
是的，是的。还有什么？
还有什么 ？What else?
对啊，我想很多人跟随也是可以有饭吃。
还有饭吃。他们有希望。
They have hope, and then they can when they follow them, but follow him, they get food to eat.
他们怎么会觉得有希望呢
？Why do they think they will have the hope?
对，希望就是里面的，我们自己也不知道，就觉得有希望。对，有道理。
因为当这些人在其他地方找不到出路的时候，神会给他一些无限的希望，让他们能够渴望得到救赎。
So when these people are struggling and they disappear and then they cannot find anything else, they think they will follow Jesus and find the hope that is from God.
谢谢大家的参与。
Thank you for all your participation.
其实都是就是我们来去明白耶稣基督究竟什么地方吸引人。
So we need to try to understand why Jesus Christ attracts other people.
那大家讲的都对。
So all of you say it's right.
我觉得你仔细去默想耶稣在世上做了很多的事情，他的行事为人呢，其中一个就是说他那对人的怜悯啊，在地上对人的怜悯，人是能够感受到。
So if you meditate on all the things that Jesus did, you can think about him being merciful to others.
他说：“我来不是要来审判的，我是要来拯救的。”
So he said he came not to judge but to save.
所以包括这个事情发生的时候呢，他立刻就讲到那个一百只羊丢了一只的比喻。
So after this, he immediately talked about the parables about the lost sheep.
也讲到这个浪子回头的比喻。
And he also talked about the parable of the prodigal son.
就讲到那个父神的心呢，就是说，要他的儿女，要这个世人呢，要来回头，而且不去定他们的罪，他们只要一回头，就是一个大大的拥抱。
So it's a father's heart to, you know, waiting for the sinners to return. So as long as they return, God will return him with a big embrace.
你想想，就是说当时的耶稣走在地上呢，他会很多人会愿意来跟他，愿意来听他，特别是罪人。
So when Jesus walked on the earth, a lot of people want to hear from him, especially from the sinners.
那今天我们的教会是不是这样？
So is our church doing the same?
那如果教会这个罪人都看到来到教会，躲得远远的，那我们就可能要注意了，我们是不是真有耶稣在里面？
So if the sinners came to church and they feel, you know, judged or freed, then we have to, you know, reflect on our church. Are we doing the right thing?
那这个就是耶稣有这样一个怜悯的心肠，这个心肠就是祭司的心肠。
So Jesus has this merciful heart. This is the heart of a priest.
那祭司的心肠，我们上次讲了，有机会我们仔细的讲，就是他先要为自己来献祭。
So last time we talked about as a priest, first of all you have to give sacrifices for your own self.
就是旧约里面的祭司呢，先为自己的罪献上赎罪祭。
So in the Old Testament, they will always give the sacrifices first of all for themselves, for their own sins.
完了献上这个燔祭、平安祭以后呢，再为别人来献祭。
And then after he will do the burnt offering, the peace offering. After that, he will do the same thing for others.
就说是他的责任，就是说我们神啊，你来赦免我的罪。
So his responsibility is to tell God, forgive my sins.
而且赦免他的罪。
And also forgive their sins.
所以这是他们的工作。
So that is his job.
所以如果仔细去研究这个祭司的这个穿戴装束的时候呢，你会发现每一个细节都是在预表着耶稣。
So if you go into details on how they dress, you will see all the details on their dress will represent Jesus Christ.
所以我上次也讲过，有一个犹太的一个布道家叫 Dick Rubin 呢，他把这个祭司的袍子啊。就封解完了以后，他就说，在美国的 Pensacola， 他说，这个复兴要来临，复兴真的就来临。
So last time I talked about this Jewish teachers, rabbis. He talked about how the robe was being made, and then all the details on the robe represents Jesus Christ. And then after that, he declared the revival, and the revival came.
那其中。就是有机会的话，大家可以听他讲到。那我讲讲两个小小的两点。
So if you want to know him more, you can go learn from him. But I want to talk about two details.
第一个呢，就是说他有一个缰，缰上呢有两个缰牌。祭司的缰上有两个缰牌。
So the priest has two plates on the shoulders.
那缰牌上面刻着以色列十二支派的名字，一面有六个。
So both plates engraved the tribes of Israel, six on each side.
那大家知道肩上为什么要把它放在肩上呢？
So why is it on his shoulder?
就是你要担当。
So that means you have to, you know.
大家明白，祭司要担当。
Bear the yoke.
还有另外一个呢是胸牌。
And then also a chest plate.
大祭司的这个胸牌上面呢有十二块不同的石头。
There are 12 different kinds of stones on this chest plate, a breastplate.
来代表以色列的十二个支派。
And also represent the 12 tribes of Israel.
这十二个石头呢是自然的石头。
So these are all natural stones.
是各种的宝石。
All kinds of gems.
什么绿宝石、红宝石、紫金石、金刚石。
Emeralds,
diamonds,
and all sort of things.
所以不同的颜色、不同的质地。
So different kind of color and different kind of hardness.
代表以色列的十二个支派，他们不同的特点，不同的特质。
Representing different tribes, 12 tribes of Israel.
但是呢，要让大祭司每次来到神的面前都要带上胸牌，就是要带着把这个十二个字牌要放在他的心里面。
So every time priest came, he has to wear this chest plate, meaning that he has to put the 12 tribe of Israel on his heart.
那这是祭司的工作。
So that is the job of being a priest.
所以耶稣基督来的时候，他同样也是这样，他把这个他的子民呢，担当在他的肩上，放在他的心上。
So when Jesus Christ came, he doing the same thing. He put the, all his people on his shoulder and also in his heart.
大家要非常的清楚的要知道，并不是因为以色列人很好。
You have to know clearly that not because they are doing good.
圣经里面讲的非常清楚，神拣选他们不是因为他们很好。
The scripture says clearly that God chose them not because they are doing well.
而是神的拣选。
But it's because of God's choice.
或者说有个地方讲的就是因为他们弱小，所以神拣选了。
So in other words, also in the context, in the scripture says, because they are weak, that's why I chose them.
这是神的拣选。
So this is God's choice.
这是神的爱领到他。
God's love was on them.
那对祭司来讲呢，他非常的清楚这些人是罪人，所以他要献祭。
So priest knows they are the sinners. That's why he has to offer the sacrifices for them.
所以这就是一个祭司的工作，他不是不清楚这些人是罪人，他非常清楚。
So this is a job of a priest. He knows exactly they are sinners.
但正因为如此呢，他就要来献祭。
Because of that, he has to offer the sacrifices.
因为他的工作是要让他们和神要和好。
His job is to reconnect them with Christ, with the Lord.
就像刚才讲的，他要给他们带来盼望。
So just like what we said earlier, they need to bring the hope for the people.
献上祭物的流血的祭物的时候，不让他们定罪。
So when the blood of sacrifice is being shed, so they will not be condemned.
所以耶稣来的时候，他身上带着这样一个心肠。
So when Jesus Christ came, he came with this kind of heart.
当然，他的这个心肠呢，远远的要高过，远远的要。就说那个爱呀、大过这个所有地上的祭司。
Of course, when he came, his love is far greater than any priests on this earth.
所以这些罪人啊，他们能够感受到。
So the sinners can feel his love.
他们能够感受到，就是他们感受到这个人不定罪他们，这个人的面前他们可以做自己，这个人的面前他们有看到盼望，看到价值。
So they feel not condemned in front of Jesus. They feel they can find hope in Jesus.
所以耶稣能够发现人的价值。
So Jesus can find the value in a person.
这就是我们今天呢，基督徒我们跟随基督的时候第一个要做的事情。
So this is the first thing as a Christ follower, we have to do this.
常常要祷告，我们呼召是做祭司。
We need to always pray that our calling is to be a priest.
那事实上呢，这些文士和法利赛人，他们首先是呼召要做这件事情。
So the Pharisees and the teachers are also called to do this.
但是呢，他们走的某种意义上讲呢，就是说耶稣来，他们会去弄断耶稣，因为他们只是在字面上面去看这些东西。
So, to some extent, when they see Jesus, they only condemn him because they are trying to understand God from words.
所以圣经上讲呢，就说这个字句叫人死啊，圣灵叫人活，经意叫人活。
So that's why the scripture says the word will bring death, but the spirit gives life.
我们再看两节圣经呢，我们就结束，我们就来祷告。这个看看这个彼得前书。第二章第九节讲到这个祭司啊。
So let's turn to First Peter's 彼得前书。
第二章第九节。
Chapter 2:9。
唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
But you are a chosen people.
是有君宗的祭司。
A royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
是属神的子民。
God's special possession.
要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
这里讲到呢，我们被宣召呢是君宗的祭司。
Here it says when we are chosen as a royal priesthood.
我们被召要做什么呢？是要宣扬那个召我们的出黑暗进奇妙光明者的那个美德。
So we are being called so that we can declare the praise of Him who call you out of darkness into His holy light.
就是我们是他耶稣基督的见证人。
So meaning that we are His witnesses.
如果读仔细读《使徒行传》的时候，第一个耶稣讲的就是你们要做我的见证。
So if you read the book of Acts, he said you have to be my witnesses.
我们就是为这位大祭司做见证。
So we are witnesses for this great priest.
那另外我们看看启示录啊，启示录这个第一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
当时耶稣基督呢，就是向老约翰显现的时候呢，就跟他说了这些话。
So when Jesus appeared to John, he said this.
那这样就把约翰呢就把他写下来。
And John wrote this.
其中写了呢，他看到的呢，他怎么讲呢？他说：“又是我们这个主耶稣呢，我们的主是做什么呢？又是我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。”
And he said that Jesus has made us to become a kingdom and a priest to serve his God and Father.
就是让我们成为一个祭司。
So we become a priest.
那写在启示录里面是什么意思呢？
So why is it written in Revelation?
就是从一开始到末了，我们都是祭司。
Meaning that from the beginning to the end, we are always being a priest.
当然，我们先知的职分，君王先知的职分，在这个祭司的前提之下，神会把先知的职分赐给我们，弟兄姐妹，目的是要，来建造教会。
So under this priesthood, we will also have a place as a prophet to build the church.
至于说君王的那个呢，也神也会给我们权柄。对灵界都会有君这个权柄。
And as a king, God will also give us the authority to speak to the spiritual world.
将来跟耶稣基督也会一起作王。
And one day we will reign with Jesus Christ.
但是呢，没有祭司的职分，其他的职分都不能发挥它正常的功用。
But without being a priest, any other things cannot happen.
所以我们第一个常常要默想，我们是祭司。
So one thing we always have to meditate is that.
别人看到我们的时候呢，就看到要看到耶稣。
When other people see us, will see Jesus in us.
在我们的生活里面，平常常常的想耶稣怎么做。
So in our life, we always have to meditate what would Jesus do.
我做一个简短的见证，我就结束。
So I will finish with a very small.
我们在美国读神学的时候呢，有一段时间就是给人家给带孩子。
So when we were in the States, we were looking after little children.
他们聚会的时候，我们带孩子呢，他们给我们一些奉献，我们当时没有任何的收入。
So at that time we have no incomes. So when those people are in the meetings, we will help with the little children, and they will give us some money.
那其中有一家呢，有四个孩子，这个老二呢非常特别，大概是十岁左右。
So,
老大十二岁左右，老二十岁左右。
So this family has four children. His second child is quite special. She is about 10 years old.
她非常的喜乐。
She's very joyful.
帮我们带别的孩子的时候，她也很高兴。
When she helps with me with other children, and she is always very happy.
她手上戴个手链。
And she has this bracelet on her hand.
那上面写着 WWJD。
It says WWJD.
我们就问他这个 WWJD 是什么意思。
So I asked her, what does it mean?
他说就是 What would Jesus do?
So he said, it means what would Jesus do?
他就说每做一件事情，他都要想想耶稣会怎么做。
So everything that she did, she would meditate on this. What would Jesus do?
我们当时就觉得挺吃惊的。这个神通过这个孩子给我们上课。
So we were shocked, and God is teaching us through this little child.
你看他帮我们带孩子，就是很喜乐，很愿意帮助别人。
So she's been very joyful when she helps with other kids, and she's very joyful.
因为她常常要知道耶稣该怎么做。
Because she always wants to know what would Jesus do.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
哈利路亚，主啊，我们谢谢你。
Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你来到世上，第一件事情要做的就是做祭司。
So the first thing that you came is to be a priest.
而且把你自己献上。
And you also sacrifice your own self.
为我们的罪献上。
For our own sins.
你成为赎罪祭。
You become the sacrificial lamb.
你成为挽回祭。
You become the sacrificial lamb.
让我们今天能够跟父神和好。
So that we can be reconciled with our Father.
主啊，这是何等的恩典，何等的福气。
So what a great blessing is for us.
主啊，但愿我们主啊，是的主，我们相信主啊，你已经把你的灵赐给我们，不断的教导我们。
We believe that you have already given us the Holy Spirit and continue to teach us.
不断的把你的生命传输在我们的生命里。
And continue to give your own life to our lives.
让我们的生命能够来反映你的生命。
So that our life will reflect your life.
主啊，愿你成就这样的美好的事情。
May you accomplish all of these beautiful things in us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.